Hey, it's another Marlins Rewind. Delighted to have you. Kansas City Royals are in town. Their first ever trip to Marlins Park this week. We know Kansas City's been in the World Series in both of the last two seasons. They're the champs from a season ago. So today's Fish Family bonus code, hopefully we can use this on the Marlins, to World Series. Last night, the first of the week, and Andrew Cashner took the mound for Miami. He was more than productive. With the full Tuesday Rewind, here's Geff.
Well, two hot teams getting together in Miami this week, both trying to run down playoff spots, the Royals in the American League, the Marlins in the National League. We knew something had to give tonight, and very little did, but just enough did for the Royals to sneak out of here with a 1-0 victory in the first of the three-game series. Andrew Cashner and Yordano Ventura were on the mound tonight, and one way or another, both of them were able to hang 0-0 in this ballgame. Marlins had a lot of chances as the innings went on. Got a leadoff hit from D. Gordon in the first inning. Got him to second base with one out, but Yelich struck out. Ozuna bounced out, and the Marlins couldn't score. Marlins loaded the bases with two outs in the third inning, but Marcelo Ozuna hit a fly ball to right to end that threat. Marlins had two hits in the fourth inning, but they couldn't score. The pitcher Cashner hitting into a fielder's choice to end that opportunity. And inning after inning, chance after chance, Yordano Ventura had an answer for Kansas City. But Cashner did a real nice job in this ballgame as well. He had a three-hit shutout through five, and in a scoreless game in the sixth inning, he made the one mistake that he will end up regretting tonight. He walked the leadoff man, Paolo Orlando. Orlando then stole second base, his 11th steal of the season, with nobody out. Chesler Cuthbert hit a ground ball to third. Prado was able to look Orlando back, keep him at second base, and he threw Cuthbert out for the first out. But Orlando runs well. He was at second base when Lorenzo Cain stood in for Kansas City.
Cashner to the plate, and there's a ground ball base hit out into left center. Here comes Orlando to third. He has been waived, and he'll score. It's 1-0 Royals. An RBI single from Lorenzo Cain, who continues his hot hitting. And the leadoff walk to Orlando and his stolen base pay a dividend for the Royals. 1-0 Kansas City.
Kane's second hit in the ballgame gave him a 9-game hitting streak, and that's our move of the game. Brought to you by the Official Movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your Official Movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Cashner done after six innings, four hits, just the one run. He walked two, struck out four, 92 pitches, 54 strikes. Yordano Ventura in the bottom of the sixth with a 1-0 lead. A leadoff double to Marcelo Ozuna, who rocketed a ball to the gap in left center field. Ozuna went to third base when Realmuto hit a ground ball back to the pitcher off to the first base side of the mound for the first out. With the infield in, Ichiro grounded directly to the second baseman, Raul Mondesi Jr. Mondesi was able to hold Ozuna at third base for the second out, taking care of Ichiro. And then, with two down and the man at third, Xavier Scruggs struck out. And Ventura had himself six innings of six-hit shutout ball tonight with a walk and six Ks. He threw 96 pitches, 62 strikes, before handing it over to the bullpen. Both bullpens did a nice job tonight. Mike Dunn had a little bit of trouble in the seventh, allowed a couple of base runners with one out. Kyle Bearclaw came on. He was able to strike out pinch hitter Kendrys Morales. Then he struck out Paolo Orlando. He struck out two in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Meanwhile, the rookie left-hander Matt Strom struck out two in a scoreless seventh. And then in the eighth, Joaquin Soria walked the leadoff man. Another chance for the Marlins. Martin Pradoan, tying man with nobody out in the eighth inning. Christian Yelich grounded to short for the first out. Prado taking second base. Then Robert Andino would come into the ballgame after Marcelo Ozuna was forced to exit due to a family emergency. And we certainly send our best thoughts and best wishes to the Ozunas. Andino hit a fly ball to center for the second out, and with the tying man at second and two down, JT Realmuto struck out, sending this one to the ninth. Still, Kansas City 1 and Miami nothing. A.J. Ramos in his second appearance since coming off the disabled list, pitched a scoreless top of the ninth. And Kelvin Herrera came on to pitch the last of the ninth for the Royals. He got Ichiro after falling behind 3-1 on a fly ball to left route number one. In his Marlins debut, just claimed off waivers from the Rays today, Oswaldo Arcia hit a comebacker to the pitcher Herrera for the second out. So the Marlins were down to their final chance, trailing 1-0. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Their last hope was Adani Echevarria.
Marlins one strike away from dropping this one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and there it is. Herrera puts it away with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And in the first game of this meeting between the defending world champion Royals and the Marlins. The Royals come out on top 1-0 in what turned out to be a pitcher's battle all night long.
For Kansas City, a run on 6 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. For the Marlins, no runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 8. Yordano Ventura, the winning pitcher, 9-9. Andrew Cashner, the loser, 4-10. Kelvin Herrera, save number 8. Time of the game, 2 hours, 50 minutes. And a crowd of 18,513 goes home disappointed. The Royals have won 9 straight. They've won 14 of 16. They improved to 65-60 on the season. This is their 25th road win. They're 25-39 away from Kauffman Stadium. As for the Marlins, they dropped to 65-60. These two teams now have identical records. Marlins are 31-29 at home. They see their 3-game winning streak go by the boards. Coming in tonight, the Marlins were 4th in the National League, 9th in the majors in batting average within scoring position. But in this ball game, a 1-0 loss, they go 0-10 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 men on base in the game, 6 of them stranded at either second or third base. So the inability to get that big hit tonight, that's the difference as Kansas City wins it.
Tonight we'll do it again at 7:10. It is Jose Day. Come out and watch Fernandez take the mound. The Marlins Radio Network pregame show starts at 6:40 as Kyle Seeloff takes the mic for Marlins on Deck. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-plays. The action starts at 7:10. Listen at MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, tune your radio to 940 Wins, and listen along the Marlins Radio Network.